You are going to listen to Katie giving an interview on the radio. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Here we are outside the Odeon, Leicester Square, for the European premiere of Isle of Dogs, the new film by the director Wes Anderson. I'm with Katie, who's a huge Wes Anderson fan. Katie, are you excited about this film?
Oh, yes, I'm really excited. He's made some of the best films I've ever seen.
Do you have a favourite?
Well, it's too difficult to name a favourite. They're all fantastic. But when comparing all his films' settings, colours and style, I think that Grand Budapest Hotel just looks amazing. It is his most beautiful film. I think it's even better made than his film Moonrise Kingdom, which was nominated for an Oscar.
What was the first of his films that you saw?
Well, the first one I saw was Rushmore. This was about 1998. But the film that really made an impression on me was the next one, The Royal Tenenbaums, in 2001. I was studying film at university at the time and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I remember it was raining when I left the cinema, which was good because it covered up my tears.
What do you remember most about it?
The main character, Royal, was played by Gene Hackman and I can't think of a better performance by him. He's got three adult children and he's a grumpy old man. He hasn't been close to them for decades, so he pretends to be sick so that they will feel sympathetic towards him. But it's difficult for them because he's irritable, temperamental and stubborn. One of his sons, played by Ben Stiller, is the father of these charming and creative twins. He makes them wear red tracksuits all the time.
Anderson often uses family situations in his films, doesn't he?
Yeah, especially among brothers and sisters. Like in the Darjeeling Limited, there are three brothers on a train going across India who don't really get on very well.
Who's your favourite actor in Wes Anderson films?
I don't even have to think. It's Bill Murray. He's amazing. I really like him in The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. He plays Steve Zissou. He's this optimistic and ambitious undersea filmmaker. It's a crazy film, but he is wonderful. I'd say it's the strangest character he plays in any of the Wes Anderson films, and he's been in all of them.
How would you describe the typical Wes Anderson film? Are they dramas or comedies? What are they?
It's really hard to say. They are, of course, funny. Probably The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou is the funniest. But they aren't really comedies. There is drama and tragedy too, but they aren't really dramas or tragedies either. They aren't really like any other films, to be honest. They're usually just Wes Anderson films. All I can really say for certain about tonight's film is that it will be animated. Like Fantastic Mr. Fox was.
Well, thanks very much, Katie. You go on in now and enjoy the film.
Thank you.
Here we are outside the Odeon, Leicester Square, for the European premiere of Isle of Dogs, the new film by the director Wes Anderson. I'm with Katie, who's a huge Wes Anderson fan. Katie, are you excited about this film?
Oh, yes, I'm really excited. He's made some of the best films I've ever seen.
Do you have a favourite?
Well, it's too difficult to name a favourite. They're all fantastic. But when comparing all his films' settings, colours and style, I think that Grand Budapest Hotel just looks amazing. It is his most beautiful film. I think it's even better made than his film Moonrise Kingdom, which was nominated for an Oscar.
What was the first of his films that you saw?
Well, the first one I saw was Rushmore. This was about 1998. But the film that really made an impression on me was the next one, The Royal Tenenbaums, in 2001. I was studying film at university at the time and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I remember it was raining when I left the cinema, which was good because it covered up my tears.
What do you remember most about it?
The main character, Royal, was played by Gene Hackman, and I can't think of a better performance by him. He's got three adult children, and he's a grumpy old man. He hasn't been close to them for decades, so he pretends to be sick so that they will feel sympathetic towards him. But it's difficult for them because he's irritable, temperamental, and stubborn. One of his sons, played by Ben Stiller, is the father of these charming and creative twins. He makes them wear red tracksuits all the time.
Anderson often uses family situations in his films, doesn't he?
Yeah, especially among brothers and sisters. Like in The Darjeeling Limited, there are three brothers on a train going across India who don't really get on very well.
Who's your favourite actor in Wes Anderson films?
I don't even have to think. It's Bill Murray. He's amazing. I really like him in The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. He plays Steve Zissou. He's this optimistic and ambitious undersea filmmaker. It's a crazy film, but he is wonderful. I'd say it's the strangest character he plays in any of the Wes Anderson films, and he's been in all of them.
How would you describe the typical Wes Anderson film? Are they dramas or comedies? What are they?
It's really hard to say. They are, of course, funny. Probably The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou is the funniest. But they aren't really comedies. There is drama and tragedy too, but they aren't really dramas or tragedies either. They aren't really like any other films, to be honest. They're usually just Wes Anderson films. All I can really say for certain about tonight's film is that it will be animated, like Fantastic Mr. Fox was.
Well, thanks very much, Katie. You go on in now and enjoy the film.
Thank you.